You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's welcome our very important puzzlers, the Oscar-winning songwriters from the Disney film Frozen, Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. So the story of Frozen, based on the Snow Queen, which is a fairy tale I actually remember reading when I was a child. I grew up in Canada, so I was like, oh, the Snow Queen, I love this.
It's not that interesting to Americans, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's a Canadian thing, because us Americans are like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, boy, gets glass in his eye. And so we had to adapt that.
There's actually no sisters in the original. It's kind of about this boy and girl who are not brother and sister, but they're friends, but they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's just very enigmatic. It's very strange.
And when it was brought to you, what stage was the story in?
There was a script. It was very Romancing the Stone live action at
really?
The time. And we tried to write songs for that script, and it was like tuna and chocolate a little bit. Like, you put your chocolate in my tuna.
Get it out. Wash it off.
Than it should have sounded. But anyway, none of those songs stayed.
And where in the process did Let It Go come in as a song that you were like, oh, this seems like it will help inform a character? Or was
we took this walk in Prospect Park, actually, and we were kind of standing up on picnic tables and going like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
so
okay.
I'm a snow queen.
I'm tortured.
And I'm tortured, and I'm up on a hill.
And Bobby looks better doing it than I do even. But seriously, we stood on picnic benches and imagined what it'd be like if you'd spent your whole life keeping your feelings in and trying to be perfect. And at the time, she was supposed to be a villain. But up on that picnic table, I started to feel sorry for her. And I started to think, well, that stinks. She's been repressing who she is her whole life. And here at this moment, she's being chased out of a village from these people who she's been sacrificing her whole life for. She has to say goodbye to all of that, and yet there's this release. And it just started getting a little more complex. And
we started to get very dramatic and emo with it.
Yeah.
Uncharacteristically.
I have to say, Bobby...
Yeah, I wrote all the drag queenish kind of lines.
He did. He wrote the snow glows, and he sings it like the character from The Office.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais kind
of. Do it.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
And then, but I was listening to a lot of Tori Amos at the time, and I took it, and I was like, oh, swirling storm.
That is very Tori Amos.
And we put a lot of our emotion in it, like a lot of things we didn't realize we needed to express went into this song.
So they rewrote the characters based on the material that you gave them in as a song.
They did, and
we're
so grateful to Jennifer Lee and Chris Buck for saying, let's do it.
That's amazing. Well, I haven't seen a Disney movie in a very, very long time. And I have to say, when I was watching this, I was immediately taken by the fact that the language is pretty modern, and a lot of the tone is edgier than I thought. In that song where Anna's getting excited that all the people are going to come to the palace for
first time in
a
forever.
Party. Yeah, it's the greatest lyric of all time. I was like, did they just say that? I don't know if I'm elated or...
Elated or gassy.
Or gassy. I was like...
You know, we've all been there.
That's amazing.
I'm there right now. Totally right now, and I apologize to you.
So it was like there was a lot of irreverence woven in there that I was wondering, you know, is that something you have to push for, or is that just the expectation?
Well, we had a line in there in that same song about why have a ballroom with no balls?
Yes.
Which we thought surely that will not pass muster.
Bobby actually wanted it to be, we have a ballroom, just no balls. And I knew that would never pass muster.
That is delightful. So you two met at the BMI workshop, which is a Broadway musical theater workshop. So what was your first impression of each other?
I fell in love with him immediately. Like, I met him, he walked in the room, he hadn't even sung yet, and I had just gotten out of a long relationship. And I was like, that is what I want. That is what I want. I hope he's not too young or gay. And the thought bubble over his head at the time, because I came up to him and was like, oh my God, you're so talented. It was the first song he had ever done for Avenue Q. And I just was sycophantic in every way. And
I was like, thank God, someone who gets me, I could probably get with her.
And the rest is a beautiful marriage.
Okay, now Kristen and Bobby, we're going to pitch you against each other later in the show, but right now, I'd like to use your talents and voices for our next game. Would you be up for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's welcome our next two contestants, Emily McSpadden and Justin Mazwat. This is going to be an amazing game. Our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, has rewritten the lyrics to Bobby and Kristen's Oscar-winning song, Let It Go. Have you seen Frozen?
Yep.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, if there was something you would like to let go of in your life, Emily, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Probably, you know, just road rage.
It's probably healthy for me to start letting go.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Justin?
I'm an accountant by day, so that would be a good place to start. Just forget that.
Just let go of what you do.
Yep.
Got it. So in this version of Let It Go, the lyrics are going to be about things that are frozen, or at least very icy. And you have to guess what the frozen icy item is. And what's even more incredible is that Bobby and Kristen will sing these clues, accompanied on guitar by Mr. Jonathan Coulton. So ring in when you know the answer.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Yep. Bobby and Kristen, are you ready?
I'm
ready.
So excited.
Okay.
The snow caps white on this mountain at times, roughly 6 months at a span. It's a sacred site for the Shinto and the tallest peak in Japan.
Emily.
Mount Fuji?
That's correct.
The wind is howling, but the Eskimos keep warm. What building keeps them in, shields them from the storm?
Justin.
Igloo?
Yeah, that's right. That's a tough one.
It's kind of like a Sesame Street parody of a game show.
Exactly. I feel like an Indigo Girl.
I wish the movie had somehow been written in a way that supported these precise lyrics. That would have been...
Don't drink that gin, don't drink that rum. Cocktails made with tequila are more fun. Cointreau and lime mixed with crushed ice. And salt is nice.
Emily.
Margarita.
Margarita.
Let it go, let it go. You're not a planet anymore. Let it go, let it go. Just a dwarf, no less, no more.
Your orbit's wrong, and you're so far away. It's cold in space, and Eris has a bigger mass anyway.
Emily.
Pluto.
Pluto. No. So sad.
I know. Don't worry, Pluto didn't want to be a planet anyway.
That's right.
It's funny how flash freezing makes your veggies taste the same.
Taste the same.
And the quick freeze that I invented means you should know my name.
And yet.
We didn't get it either.
Yeah.
It's a...
frozen vegetables.
Frozen vegetable section.
Yeah, name of a brand.
They're not penalized for guessing, are they?
No.
Justin?
Mr. Birdseye.
Yeah, that's right. It's Mr. Birdseye.
Of course.
His name is Clarence, apparently.
Clarence. He used to be a taxidermist before he went into frozen foods. How creepy is
that? Is that true?
Yes.
It's time to have a slushy treat. 7-Eleven can't be beat. It's cold, it's sweet, and one day a year, it's free.
Justin,
Slurpee.
Slurpee is right. All right, this is your last clue.
Let us go, let us go. Where Amundsen and Scott once raced. Let us go, let us go to a very, very, very cold place.
There we'll stand for a six-month day. Let the ice caps melt. There's land underneath us here anyway.
Justin.
The North Pole.
No, I'm sorry. Emily, do you want to guess?
Greenland?
Oh.
No, you're both wrong. What a bummer of a way to end the game. Does anybody know what it is?
The other one?
South Pole or Antarctica, that's right.
Our contestants are tied. So they get a tiebreaker.
It's on.
It's just a question, though.
I could musicalize this to the tune of what, do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah, you want to Okay, good. Kristen, would you like to deliver the tiebreaker?
Why, yes. What dessert named for a U.S. state is made with cake, ice cream, and meringue?
Emily.
Baked Alaska.
That's right.
Do you want to bake Alaska?
Congratulations, Emily. You're moving on to the final round. And a huge thanks to Bobby and Kristen Lopez.
Can I say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face. And then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing, because like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I found my place.
I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Love is an open door with you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love is an open door. Let's listen to this nice guitar playing. And look at the stars.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I never met someone who thinks so much like me.
Jinx.
Jinx again.
Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation.
You
and I
were
meant to be.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore.
Love is an open door. Love is an open
door.
Life can be so much more with you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love is an open door.
Can I say something crazy?
Yeah.
Who invented flash freezing?
Clarence.
Bobby and Kristen Lopez.
That wasn't bad.